Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. A lamp to my feet is your word, a light to my path. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other on to him as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand him your cloth as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go with him for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on one who wants to borrow." Gospel of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. To do the gospel is a very simple way. Jesus is explaining his love is unconditional. His love is always the first one to love. It's not always easy, but the Holy Spirit will help us. I share many times when I was a student and I was studying in Rome. During my summer holiday, I went to England to work as a volunteer in the old age home. There was an old man. He wasn't welcomed by many our staff because his manner is not very, very friendly. So when I went to this man, I heard so much bad things about him. So my attitude towards him is not very friendly. But by the time I tried to do that, there's a voice, inner voice, telling me, "Whatever you do to the least, you're doing it to me." Suddenly, I thought, if Jesus is here, what would I do? Would I do the same towards this man? Of course not. So I changed my attitude, changed my style to serve. This man seldom greet people. This man seldom seem hollow, even little thank you. A strange thing happened. When I finished my work, the service with him, I went to the door. He shouted, not in a clear voice because he is not speak clearly. We just mentioned, "Thank you, Peter." So I thought this is the answer from Jesus to me. Whatever you do to the least, you're doing it to me. So ever since, the Word of God becomes part of my life. Of course, I'm not telling you all the time I live the Word of God. But the Holy Spirit is there. He gives us the light, the strength. We are lucky men, human beings. Jesus never leaves us alone. Although we go away from Him, but He's always there with us. So thank the Lord that we are called to follow Him.